Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one, like the chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview, and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com. Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
Well, today's grain trade was mostly higher here at the end of the day, but it was very choppy throughout the session. December corn had about a 9-cent trading range, November beans a 22-cent trading range, and then wheat actually moved today. It was at a 15-cent trading range. Outside markets here are helping the grains out. We have a dollar lower, about 44 points lower, and then the metals and the gold. Some of those outside markets there are also helping the grain futures remain positive. But we have weather forecasts showing scattered showers over the next 5 days, mostly in the northern Midwest. And it doesn't look like there's going to be large amounts of rain, but some rain in a lot of areas, which should help either cool things down and, you know, add a little bit of soy moisture. This morning we had a Canadian stocks report. The one thing to note on that report was the total wheat production. It was down about 14.8% from last year. So lower wheat production, that started the day off stronger here for the Chicago wheat, or all the wheat contracts. Really, it was about a little over 5 million metric tons. We also had an export report this morning. Now, that was bullish wheat. It was 668,400 metric tons. They're looking for 450 to 600, so we're above that. Corn came in at 484,000 in the middle of the range. And then beans were 850,000, where they're looking for 500 to 950.
We'll have more market news with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what was going on with our row crops today?
We also saw at 10:30 this morning some volatility in the soybeans and the corn both, but it was because of that Informa Economics crop estimate, and they estimated that corn was going to be or have a yield of 157.2. That puts the overall corn crop just over 14 billion bushels. The USDA on their last monthly report was at 154.4 bushels per acre. So Informa was larger than the USDA, and that put USDA at 13.763 billion bushels overall. On their soybeans, they said 42.4 bushels per acre. The USDA was at 42.6. And then at 42.4, Informa had the crop at 3.239 billion bushels, a little bit lower than what the USDA said. If we look at what's going on next week, we have the normal reports with the crop condition report on Monday afternoon. But then we have on Thursday the USDA crop report that looks like the average guess from Bloomberg on corn was 153.9 bushels per acre, and that puts the crop at about 13.641 billion bushels overall. They have the corn carry out from the old crop at 722, slightly higher than last time at 719, and then new crop carry out about 1.739 billion bushels. Last time they're at 1.837. Look at beans. We were Bloomberg said 41.2 bushels per acre for beans at 3.134. That's a little bit lower than last time, and then they dropped the carry out on old crop and on new crop for soybeans. So we'll be trading that starting Monday.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Recapping our closing numbers, October live cattle were up 45 cents at 125.67. September feeders were down 17 at 156.57. October lean hogs gained $1.50 to close at 90.90. Kansas City September wheat up 7.25 cents at 708.5. Chicago September corn up 2 cents, 491.5. And September soybeans were up at 14 cents on the day at 14.37. October cotton finished up 84 points today at 83.24 cents per pound. That's your market wrap up. Make it a great weekend, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.